Recording 13.
You will hear five people talking about friends. For questions 1 to 8, choose from the list A to F which description fits each speaker best. Use the letters only once. There is one extra letter which you do not need to use. You now have 30 seconds to look at the task.
One.
I suppose it's nearly 15 years now that we've been friends. She's like a sister to me. There have been various times when we haven't been in touch a lot, but we've always known more or less what's going on in the other one's life, so that's been okay. The thing is, I know definitely that if I ever really, really needed her help, for whatever reason, if I was ever in trouble, she'd be there for me, for sure. And likewise, of course.
I used to have a best friend, someone that I was incredibly close to. But then she did something I got really upset about. We tried to talk about it, but it all got pretty messy and we stopped talking for a while. And then I moved abroad. Funnily enough, I got a letter from her just a week or so ago. She's suggesting some kind of meeting to talk about it. I'm not sure how I feel about it all. I need to think about it.
A group of us, all really good friends, you know, drove down to Spain on holiday together this summer. I was sure we were going to have a fantastic time, but I couldn't have been more wrong. I suppose I hadn't thought about how different we all are and how some people can be incredibly selfish. There were loads of arguments and we could never agree about what we were going to do. That's definitely the last time I do that kind of holiday.
I've always had lots of friends ever since I was really little. But then, I've never had anyone who was, you know, really special, that I'd go around with all the time. Sometimes when that happens, people drop their other friends and get all kind of cliquey. I hate that. I like all my friends in different ways, and we have a great time when we all go out together in a big group. That's my favourite thing. It can all get a bit crazy.
It's weird, but I suppose it must be my mum, really, I guess. I mean, I do tend to tell her everything about what's going on with my life. We speak on the phone pretty much every day, sometimes for hours at a time. I think it's always been like that. I mean, I'm close to my dad, too, but in a different kind of way. My last boyfriend got quite jealous, but in the end, that's the way it is, and I can't imagine it ever changing.
Now you'll hear part 3 again.
One.
I suppose it's nearly 15 years now that we've been friends. She's like a sister to me. There have been various times when we haven't been in touch a lot, but we've always known more or less what's going on in the other one's life, so that's been okay. The thing is, I know definitely that if I ever really, really needed her help, for whatever reason, if I was ever in trouble, she'd be there for me, for sure. And likewise, of course.
I used to have a best friend, Someone that I was incredibly close to. But then she did something I got really upset about. We tried to talk about it, but it all got pretty messy and we stopped talking for a while. And then I moved abroad. Funnily enough, I got a letter from her just a week or so ago. She's suggesting some kind of meeting to talk about it. I'm not sure how I feel about it all. I need to think about it.
A group of us, all really good friends, you know, drove down to Spain on holiday together this summer. I was sure we were going to have a fantastic time, but I couldn't have been more wrong. I suppose I hadn't thought about how different we all are and how some people can be incredibly selfish. There were loads of arguments and we could never agree about what we were going to do. That's definitely the last time I do that kind of holiday.
I've always had lots of friends ever since I was really little. But then I've never had anyone who was, you know, really special, that I'd go around with all the time. Sometimes when that happens, people drop their other friends and get all kind of cliquey. I hate that. I like all my friends in different ways, and we have a great time when we all go out together in a big group. That's my favourite thing. It can all get a bit crazy.
It's weird, but I suppose it must be my mum, really, I guess. I mean, I do tend to tell her everything about what's going on with my life. We speak on the phone pretty much every day, sometimes for hours at a time. I think it's always been like that. I mean, I'm close to my dad, too, but in a different kind of way. My last boyfriend got quite jealous, but in the end, that's the way it is, and I can't imagine it ever changing.
That's the end of part 3.